Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the 20th meeting of the HEC. Since we do have a quorum now, a little more than the minimum, and also since we have a full agenda, so may I propose that we get started. A couple more members might join later. 多謝大家出席 HEC 第20次的會議。 咁喺度咧，同大家報告一下關於我哋個 membership 嗰度咧。阿馬利德先生咧，大家都好熟悉啦，我哋多年嚟共事。Mr. T.L. Ma，我嘅理解咧，佢就好似係調咗去做水務處長噶啦，咁就所以佢就唔會再出席我哋呢個會議。咁咧就阿韓志強先生 ，Mr. C.K. Han。 Will be taking over his place. C.K. 喺度 ，OK 啊，歡迎。咁我哋睇睇今日嘅議程咧，就我哋喺正式會議未開始之前咧，有一個 briefing。咁誒有四位美國 Massachusetts Worcester Polytech Institute 嘅同學，就本來咧。 就係準備嚟做一個 briefing 嘅，咁佢哋咧就因為要趕翻去考試，所以就我嘅理解就 delegate 咗俾個老師啊 Paul Zimmerman 就做 presentation。今時今日學生 delegate 俾先生係好常見嘅事嘅，我都有時做，好。 You hear what I say?
What is this? This is Chinese. I don't. Can you put it on show for me? Chairman, members, I've made great effort to ask the students to come over. I actually, as Jepson Travel, Director of Jepson Travel, offered them a ticket to fly over because I thought it was better to have somebody else speak than me. But unfortunately, the exams were more important. Every year, the Worcester University has student groups in town, and we were contacted by them. They had done some work. This is the third year they've come to Hong Kong, and they will come again this year. They have about 8 groups in town. They always look for topics. We sent them a very short brief, and the brief was, could you identify the rate, the vibrancy and accessibility for the harbour front? The students arrived, and we've had just once a week a meeting with them, and they produced the report, and they presented this study. Especially in the beginning, it was quite interesting. The challenge that they had, they declared it as simple, but their experience was somewhat difficult. Most sections of the waterfront were very hard to find for them, unless they were, they said, unless you're a native, they were very hard to find. They often got lost, and they said, as we tried to find our way through shopping malls, dead-end sidewalks, and confusing tunnels and footbridges. They also, with only a few exceptions, they found nothing to eat or drink on the waterfront and no public toilets. This made it somewhat uncomfortable for them to stay and enjoy the spectacular views of the skyline and the marine traffic. And this was the this is what I quote directly from their presentation that they did. These are some photographs of the students at work taking photographs and taking copious notes. This is a typical situation that they found trying to get and follow the not necessarily approved access to the waterfront. They found themselves in situations like this, where it was somewhat of a dangerous proposition to follow the footpath sign and to go across a busy highway. Here, this was a situation they explained. It cost them about, they lost direction for about an hour and 20 minutes to get back to the waterfront, as instead of going up the bridge on the left, they followed the waterfront on the right, which took them away into Hung Hom. So wayfinding is not obvious, and it was difficult for them. They also had a laugh, along the way, as there was a sign, no dogs allowed, on this particular location, and this woman had her dog in a little carrier. There was also a sign, no fishing, and right next to the sign, there was this lady as she was fishing through a hole in the floor of the promenade. They did the survey overview. They really cut up the harbour front in different parts. This is the general rating, and I will go through in each individual section. The rated access, looking at signage, whether it's safe to get there, whether it was handicap accessible, and whether it's short or direct. So those are the things they looked at in terms of accessibility. In terms of activity, they rated it, what are the people doing at the waterfront, the variety of things, the prohibited activities, and any nearby venues. They rated also the quality. They looked at whether it was clean, well kept, nicely designed, attractive walkways and railings, and any greenery. So that those are the things that they looked at in terms of defining quality. They also rated popularity. How many people are there? And are they staying a while, or are they just moving and walking along? So those are the four categories they rated against. They had these are the star system, 3-star, 2-star, 1-star, and none at all, from excellent to none. The sites that were inaccessible have not been rated. There's a maps, and there's some. If it's necessary, we'll get back to the legends. But these are the kind of the colours and legends that they used. The Kowloon promenades that they rated are the blue ones here. These are the ones that they have been able to find and they consider accessible. Qingyi, good accessibility, close to the MTR station. Not necessarily easy to find. There was a lack of signage. They found it was very active. It was a very well-designed waterfront, and it was very, very popular. There were lots of people, local people that live in the neighborhood that were using it constantly. They went back to the site several times. Qinwan waterfront, even more accessible because the MTR station is right there. The activity is almost nil, and the quality is not very good, and it was not very popular. The promenade was clean but empty, and it was under construction. There are no major attractions, and that's why people don't really use it. They don't stay around. So these are some photographs. You can see the empty, bare concrete promenade. It looks like it's under construction. The accessibility, the staircase into the air, into the railway stations are closed off. In Cheungsa 1, they found a waterfront which they thought was very accessible on the little corner, but there was nothing to do and there was nobody there. And they're very poor quality. This is in a little corner next to the wholesale fish market. In Tai Kok Choi, they found a waterfront which is poorly accessible, very little activity, but it's very beautiful. And you can see the photograph there right underneath. It's nicely designed, got a nice sit-out area, got some cover and some shade. But nobody was there because kind of like it's hard to find. The West Kowloon Cultural District, good quality, not easy to accessible. Activity level, there were some things to do. They pointed out that you could buy things to drink there. There are actually some machines, and there's some things you could do. But they found it quite hard to find and mostly empty. And these are some photographs. The Chim Tai Soi waterfront, it's quite interesting. They had problems finding the access, and they found the tunnels extremely confusing. They got lost in the shopping mall and had a problem finding the access to the waterfront itself. So accessibility, they rated very poor. The activity was good, the quality was very good, and it was very popular. So they think that the accessibility is a real problem to this promenade, despite the fact that it is the excellent promenade, probably the best waterfront in Hong Kong at this stage. These are some photographs that they took on the various visits. In Hung Hom, accessibility was poor, activity was poor, quality was very good, and popularity was okay. So again, here, although it's a beautifully designed waterfront, and it's just very hard to get to, and that's because of that it is underused. So accessibility is a serious constraint here. And these are some photographs of the Hang Ham waterfront. The Kwun Tong, they thought the accessibility was poor, but there was absolutely nothing to do, and quality and popularity was very low, except for some old men fishing, they stated. This is the experience. Lei Yumun, actually, they rated quite consistently pretty good access, although a long distance walking from the Yau Tong MTR station, they thought it was pretty good, except for a few dangerous points where they had to cross the road. The red marking on the left drawing shows a point that's somewhat dangerous for pedestrians to cross the road that they found. But otherwise, they thought it was a good cultural attraction, maybe not so much for leisure. They thought it was very interesting, but they said that there were some unsafe crossings that maybe should be addressed. And these are some photographs that they took while they were there. In the Hong Kong Island promenades, these are the ones that they identified as found them accessible and have been able to rate. Start on the east in Shoukyuan. Reasonably good access and activity, very good quality and good popularity. So an attractive promenade and pretty much straightforward routes to get there. A few people, except for some at the restaurants at the end. So they believe that more people would be there if there's more to do. And I believe that at the end they were referring to the Soho East area. Quarry Bay. Poor access, good activity and quality and very good. Popularity is okay. Beautiful park and view, but somewhat of a long and confusing access. I must say, I had to redirect them on this one when they presented this, because their first access they found was the Quarry Bay MTR station to go to the Quarry Bay Park. And you all know that is somewhat of a confusing route of getting to the Quarry Bay Park. So I have to point out that there was, in fact, an MTR station that was closer by that they could. Several people were exercising and fishing. And some photographs that they took while there. It's beautifully designed. In North Point, reasonably good access. We, of course, know the North Point Estate site. It's bare, little to do. Very close to the MTR, so it's very accessible. So as we go forward and think about the development of North Point Estate, this proximity and the ability to get to the waterfront quite easily is probably a great asset that we need to explore. Causeway Bay, poor access, okay activity, poor quality and reasonable popularity. They thought it was extremely out of the way and difficult to access. And I had to, again on this one, point out that they could actually get through a tunnel in the World Trade Center, which they actually found on their third visit. In Wan Chai, access was rated okay, activity was okay, and the quality was good, and they thought it was very popular. Excellent promenade, poor access in between, though. Best access was through buildings, not necessarily easy to find. And then the popular monuments, and sightseeing, and the dock walking, they thought it was a good mix of different activities around it. These are some photographs that they took. Central. Access okay, and activity poor, quality very good, popularity okay. This is their assessment. In Sheung Wan, they rated it as pretty poor overall. Kennedy Town. Pretty poor overall. Promenades are very short, poor quality, access only by bus or tram, no nearby MTR station that was access to the overall area. Only a few residents that take advantage of the small waterfront access that is there. So here is a great opportunity for probably making some improvements. So these are the overall results in terms of what they rate good and bad. So good is the obvious ones at the Tsim Sha Tsui area and around the Virginia Square. And the substandard ones, North Point and Sheung Wan and in the Tai Kok Choi area and the Kung Tong area. They have not rated the purple areas because they couldn't get there, of course. Obviously, the container terminals, Kai Tak, are the major ones in that. So these are the overall rating. So Ching Yi came out on top for Kowloon side. 11 points, 11 stars. Chen Chai Chou came out 9. Lei Yimun came around 8. And the West Kowloon, Hong Hong, Sheng Wan, sorry, Chin Wan was about 7. And then Taikuk Choi 4. And Kun Chung at the bottom with 1 star. Accessible, but not very good. On the Hong Kong side, Wan Chai HCC rated high, 10 points. Shoki 1. Corey Bay at 9, 8. Central Therapies at 8. And Quarter Bay at 6. Kennedy Town 4. Sheng Wan 3. And Northbound Therapies at a 2. They left some recommendations for us. They said instead of many different signs, because they found some signage, but not everywhere, could we have a consistent signage that would ever be the same and it would point people always in the direction of the waterfront wherever you are? So we are at the Niam Tiar station, or you're walking along the road, or we see our totem poles with signage, whether we can have a particular signage that is the symbol for the waterfront and always points out people everywhere of how they could get to the waterfront. And I thought it was quite an interesting one. They need a rough idea for what it could be, make it a distinct color, make it always the same. To attract more people, beautifully designed waterfront, but there is not much to do. So they suggested 2 minimum forms of convenience that need to be provided, and that's access to public toilets and convenience shops, so you can buy things to eat and drink in a reasonable close distance, and that would significantly help to make places more attractive and therefore increase popularity. They also suggested that the ugly waterfronts, and they always like this picture because it actually seats designs and there's a fence in front of it. They like this one a lot. They suggested that why do this when you can do this? And we all know this. This is Hung Hom, and this was paid for by Cheung Kong. And they fix it up in front of their hotel, and that's one of the nicest promenades in terms of design and decoration. And this amenity sit-out areas and so on. They also suggest to connect the promenades better together, and they pointed out that this particular one in Hung Hom, where one should be able to walk from along the waterfront, unfortunately there is a fence holding people back. All the way up to the waterfront, so that the fence could be pulled back to at least allow people to connect from Tsim Sha Tsui to Hung Hom area. And that would then increase use and improve it. They also suggest to try to remove some of the obtrusive areas. They took these 2 photographs, nice sit-out areas, and then blocked. They also made comments that these pillars don't make it accessible for people in wheelchairs. So it's not a barrier-free access. So we have made it very complicated for people to get to the waterfront. And then a final major recommendation is why don't the government or make maps available and directions available for the tourist of how to get to the waterfront. So not only signage, but also mark the waterfronts on the tourist maps. Because, again, they believed that, and they came out here excited about this study because they knew Hong Kong for its harbour. They were excited about going there, and they thought that it is fantastic to be at the waterfront. It's cool, especially that time of the year. But it's also a fantastic look of marine traffic. It's exciting. So they suggest making more use of our waterfront and better use of our waterfront. So in short, the 10 key recommendations are a good signage system, creating good access, street-level access, preferably the suggested, so it's easy wayfinding for a tourist, because that will reduce disorientation. Remove fences, opening up links between promenades, widening the walkways, providing additional zebra crossings to increase safety. Replacing chain-link fences with railings will make the areas more pleasant. Replacing cement or dirt flooring with patterned brick walkways and maintain greenery. Construct restrooms, kiosks, or restaurants will entice visitors. Allow street vendors and market activities along promenades will make it more interesting for tourists. Allow people to walk docks or fish along the waterfront. Publish walking routes to the harbour by specifying the views and activities along each waterfront will entice more visitors to visit Victoria Harbour. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Paul. Very interesting. Any feedback to Paul? Comment? Yes, Dick.
Chairman, I echo your sentiment. I mean, I think this is an excellent piece of work. And what I like about it in particular is it's a practical piece of work. We moved away from big picture, if you like, to some local practical applications, and it seems to me that there are a number, if you like, of quick fixes that we, I hate the word, but that's the reality, there are a number of quick fixes that have been identified in the individual sites that we've looked at today. I mean, we keep getting these wake-up calls, but we don't respond. And I mean, my question is, who's going to run with this? I mean, clearly some very practical issues have been identified. Some fairly simple and not expensive solutions have been suggested. Now, does the report end up on a shelf? Does someone within the administration take responsibility? I just worry, because this is exactly what this committee should be doing. And with the help of four students, we've identified some very practical things that we could do to make the waterfront much more appealing and much more vibrant, at very minimal cost, quite frankly. So where do we go from here, I think is the question, and I'm looking across the table at government.
Wait a minute, please. Well, maybe Winston may also want to say something. After all, you've been looking for quick win projects all these years. How many are you?
Winston? Thank you, President. I presentation, and Nick 都回應咗，即係我自己心裏面嘅一啲說話。咁其實過去我哋委員會，尤其是我自己 chair 嗰個小組，咁其實都係不停咁樣喺兩岸咧，係即係喺一啲細節上面，好似今次每一個區咁樣去揾一啲地方咧，去其實今日即係展現喺我哋面前嗰啲問題咧，其實唔係今日發現嘅問題。只不過就係話喺咁耐以嚟不停咁有唔同嘅人去發現同樣嘅問題啫，咁所以我哋都希望有一日可以將呢啲即係問題有個解決啦。咁好開心，其實有一兩個即係嗰啲學生覺得係好好嘅一啲海濱，其實都係即係呢一個委員會即係過去嘅一啲即係工作做咗出嚟嘅嘢。咁我哋希望係見到更多啦。咁即係上次喺主席。做主席嗰個小組委員會，我聽見啊局長都話，即係其實係有錢㗎，不過就好似話每一塊地都有一啲問題，咁我哋就希望就係話，即係有冇一啲嘢真係可以打通呢啲經脈，即係去做一啲嘢咯。咁切實就真係要希望政府方面有一啲回應。多謝主席。
有冇其他同事或者政府同事会唔会有人Raymond please？
系其实我哋都觉得呢一个嘅研究咧都好有意思嘅，即系佢都即系提出咗一啲即系好实质嘅问题出嚟。咁好似阿 Vincent 头先讲咧，其实呢啲问题正正就系呢个委员会咧系成立去解决嘅问题嚟嘅吓。咁佢亦都好啱，我亦都好同意阿 Vincent 讲咧。其实每一块地都有佢特别嘅问题，点解唔可以就咁将所有呢啲沿海嘅地咧都变晒？即係好似變魔術咁樣，一下子咧就變曬係即係海旁大道啊呢啲咁樣嘅即係牆體啊等等呢啲咁樣嘅設施啦嚇。咁我諗就我諗幾管齊下咁做啦，主席嚇。即係我諗阿 Vincent 嗰個組咧可以係即係可以去傾呢一個嘅研究嘅建議，加埋咧其實我哋上次都有一個建議嘅嚇，即係有一個研究係 Harbour Business Forum 做嘅啦嚇。咁其實都即係都物色咗有幾笪地方，其實係可以諗一諗嘅嚇。咁咧就我諗我希望可以跟成個組可以更加詳細咁樣去或者去製，譬如話 come up with 某啲實真係可以具體可以落實嘅工作啦。咁同埋咧就即係我哋與此同時咧，我哋發展局同埋有關嘅部門咧，其實都係開始坐低咧就去傾緊，究竟即係海旁屬於即係各部門管轄。 之下的地究竟是怎做好呢、即是他们有没有空间是可以放出来，或者是短期将它美化、甚至有没有长期的计划是即是做一些即是海旁的设施呢，这样。那这个我们是做这一方面的工作的。那与此同时，如果真的长期做不到的，那短期、即是譬如地政署那边所有即是地政署现在在海旁即是租緊出嚟嗰啲咁樣嘅短期租用地，有冇可能係即係係做一啲即係俾大家審議，做一啲更加好嘅用途呢，咁樣。咁我哋希望可以整理到即係多少少嘅資料嘅時候呢，就或者可以再同即係 Vincent 嗰個組別呢就詳細咁逐幅即係去睇啦。咁有啲根本梗係做唔到啦，譬如話即係數櫃碼頭嗰啲冇得做㗎啦，啟德嗰啲梗係做唔到啦。咁所以好即係能夠理解嘅一點呢，就係你喺嗰個圖上面的確係見到有好多紅色嘅地方㗎，即係嗰啲根本係做唔到嘅地方。甚至有一啲譬如話紅磡區即係嗰個海旁咁樣，咁即係個個都明白梗係相佢連埋佢啦，肯定係將嗰、那個即係嗰個 water promenade。咁但係就即係因為有好多地其實係私人地啦，咁同埋我哋都做咗一啲嘅規劃研究，即係出咗台諮詢緊嘅，拎咗出嚟之後，大家拍一版之後，其實都係要睇返嗰個即係發展商啊，或者有邊一個走去即係發展佢，因為嗰啲未必係政府嘅地嚟嘅。咁所以呢就即係未必會有一個即係即刻可以解決到即係一個咁理想嘅圖像走到出嚟啦，所以都係要經過一段時間大家多方面去合作，即係朝住一個即係一致嘅目標即係去工作啦，按部就班咁樣做啦，主席，唔該。
多謝 Raymond， 就Eva 係咪有啲補充下？
係啊，少少啦。即係其實呢班同學所揾到出嚟嗰啲問題咧，其實早在喺個 Harbour Plan Review 嘅時候咧，同樣都係 identify 到出嚟噶。咁就係、是、好似頭先 Vincent 講係重複咁樣 identify 到出嚟咩？即係似乎可能係政府即係做一啲嘢嘅時候可能慢一啲咁樣啦。咁其實睇翻去喺 HEC 個小組啦，紅磡我哋就已經係做咗一個 Harbour Fund 嘅 study 啦。嚟緊呢年咧，我哋就喺香港港島嘅東邊，亦都會有一個嘅一個 Harbour Front 嘅一個 improvement study， 就將會出台嘅。咁啊，包括由港島嘅東岸，咁當時咧亦都睇翻個 Harbour Plan， 我哋分開7個區，逐個區逐個區，咁揾一啲所謂 worthwhile 嘅 project 出嚟做，咁亦即係可以同各位講咧，我哋都係即係朝緊嗰個嘅方向去行緊咁樣嘅。
我想補充一句啫，就頭先我見到有一個建議，即係話嗰個路標咧，我覺得嗰個意念都幾好嘅嚇。咁嗰個其實我哋可以拎佢翻去，即係同路政署啊，或者同即係或者旅遊發展即係旅遊管理局嗰度傾一傾，有冇可能係可以落實得到？
Raymond 嘅回應都大家睇到都好好 forthcoming， 好 positive。嗱，我知道就各方就而家睇緊呢啲 possibility 啦，有啲可能係短期可能做到啲，有啲比較長期啲咁。咁唔知有冇法子，譬如同阿 Vincent 個 subcommittee 大家一齊合作，或者而家唔知係各方係邊位同事lead 緊呢個 effort， 咁大家或者可以有個 interface， 咁做到幾多嘅時候，咁 Vincent 你咧亦都可以 pick up 一啲，咁就跟住可以去推動咗一啲 quick win。嗰日局長亦都提過類似咁嘅 possibility， 我哋可唔可以 foster 一個咁樣嘅 partnership 去做呢樣咧？
我諗呢度我哋係應承嘅，同埋即係一個公開的邀請，除了我們收到不同的意見之外，在個小組上面如果有任何意見都是關於是如何去盡快落實的，我們 都很樂意接受的。
主席，我想我作為個小組委員會主席，我很開心聽到剛才即係秘書長啊、副秘書長和規劃處長 的回應。我的要求其實好簡單嘅啫，即係我諗，因為過去我哋即係已經喺個海邊即係遊蕩得太耐，即係遊蕩咗3年。咁好多時我哋揾到一啲地方咧，即係講完一大輪，最後發覺就係梗有一個理由係唔得嘅。咁我覺得其實有效啲嘅方法咧，就係話邊啲得嘅，我哋就做咗先。咁其實即係 我諗委員要求好簡單，即係過去譬如西九嗰邊同埋灣仔嗰邊，即係大家都 identify 都得嘅，做咗，其實做完出嚟咧，好短時間一年做完，其實大家都拍手掌，市民都好開心。咁所以即係我覺得就係話，即係如果係採取一個較為 proactive 嘅咧嘅態度，就係話我哋去真係去揾邊啲係得嘅。咁其實即係委員都已經提出咗好多，北角又有，紅磡又有，咁講咗好多，咁但係咧似乎每一個講出嚟嘅都係有一個理由係唔得。咁其實好慘嘅，我哋即係我哋唔知仲要遊蕩幾耐啊嘛。咁所以即係我希望就係話，即係因為資料實在係喺政府手中，即係我哋係如果冇政府方面部門嘅配合，我哋其實相當難做嘢。即係希望大家都理解。咁我希望係可以有個大家 proactive 嘅合作，去揾一啲得嘅嘢去做。多謝主席。
剛嘅意思都係即係我哋或者 prioritize 佢，有啲可以 quick win 做到嘅，咁我哋就做咗先。有啲係有問題嘅，咁我哋咪當係一個比較長啲嘅 possibility 睇下點解決咯，係咁嘅意思咯 ，Vincent， 好嘛？咁都可以做一啲 quick win， 對唔住啊，彭小姐 ，done 啦。
咧嗰啲可以即刻比較即係容易啲做嗰啲咧，應該就係啲政府地啦。咁因為如果喺即係私人手上面嗰啲地，應該都比較係難一啲，或者可唔可以即係 identify 到嗰啲即係啲政府地，同埋即係譬如有啲啲 use 咧，就係譬如好 long term 嘅 use， 咁呢啲即係呢啲喺短期內或者係可以有啲嘢做到出嚟。其實即係之前做咗嗰個九公園咧，就灣仔海旁，其實係好多人讚嘅，即係我覺得即係或者可以即係喺呢一方面嚟到可以再做多啲嘢。咁可唔可以即係譬如係俾翻啲資料出嚟係？邊啲係政府地，咁然後我哋或者係喺嗰啲地方嚟到著眼，去即係唔使話係成個海旁遊再遊頭咁睇一次咁樣。
嘅意思都係咁啦嚇，就呢啲你想講嘢，唔係好？要說什麼？
I just refer back to previous discussions on this. I think a very practical way forward.Is that if every government department takes their sites around the harbour and we work not on a site by site, we work on like the types of sites that are there. AFCD has a number of facilities on the harbour front. They have the same issues, the same problems, the same opportunities. So let's look at all the AFCD venues, the sort of fish markets and the fruit markets and all these market areas. They have issues with private access, control, safety, access with vessels. They all have the same issues.For what the opportunities are, but not. We've also received a letter from the auditor saying you should put more advertising there. Well, maybe they can make money by putting more restaurants there. And then the auditor is happy, and AFCD is happy. Highways departments has a whole bunch of sites around the harbour, and that has highways department type problems. There are highways, there is infrastructure, there's a limitation on active use because of pollution. There are similar issues. Marine department has their sites.The land department has their sites, primarily out on short-term tenancy, so they have short-term tenancy issues. So we can look at all of them in one go. And so I suggest to go through it by each of these departments, and because that's pretty much... LCSD is already coming to your group, so that is already on the way for their sites. So if you can hit all the other departments, we can get something moving, I think, quite efficiently.
其實即係大家都有個 broad-based consensus， 就即係期待咧各方咧就 review 咗呢啲 potential site for improvement 咧，咁然後就同阿 Vincent group 咧就盡快咧，我哋可以做到一個 project schedule 嚇，邊啲可以前期做，邊啲可以或者長遠啲要解決嘅，咁好嗎？係，阿榮，
唔好意思啊，主席有一個意見想講嘅，就都同意個研究做得好好，同埋即係都好開心聽見即係有進展呢方面。但我想提翻咧，就即係硬件係好重要，但係頭先喺嗰個研究入邊咧，我哋睇到咧有啲地方係嗰、那個quality 好好嘅，或者 accessibility 都好好，但係咧就好冷清嘅。掉一轉頭咧，有啲 accessibility 好差咧，就反而咧都幾 popular。其中一個原因咧，就係即係當地居民咧就會用翻自己嘅智慧咧，去滿足自己嗰、那個、那個需要。譬如頭先釣魚就一個好好嘅例子啦。咁呢度咧係咪我哋可以咧就做一啲軟件方面嘅思考咧？譬如舉例子，可唔可以做一啲即係市場調查， 去了解一下，即係人流啊，或者當地居民嗰個喜好係點樣啊，盡量配合到佢哋嗰個需要。第二咧就可唔可以即係搞多啲活動或者節目嘅？就呢、這個就係軟件方面，就未必一定需要等個硬件可以完善得到啦。第三就除咗我哋需要去建立或者設立一啲即係硬件嘅嘢嘅時候咧，可唔可以 remove 咗一啲 barrier？ 頭先講好多一啲 barrier free 嘅地方，其實係有好多障礙，嗰啲其實可能即係會快脆過設立一啲嘢咁。即係呢三點意見啫，唔該住你。
Thank you, Alvin。或者我哋都可以將呢啲build into consideration 啊，好嘛？即係當我哋考慮睇啲 potential 細嘅陣啊。OK， 就大家都有呢個共同嘅願望，去 move forward， 可以能夠盡快咧，即係 cash in on 一段一段嘅 promenade， 一段一段嘅harbour fund， 可以盡量做多啲功夫。咁Vincent 剛亦都提啦，佢哋過去三年亦都做咗啲，咁希望期待咧未來個兩年咧，我哋可以做多啲，好嘛？Could we then move on? Okay, thanks again, Paul, for the very interesting presentation. Okay,
right. The students have said that they'd like to do, this university has offered again students for next year, two groups times four students. I haven't given them a brief, but I'm very happy to work with any group in the ATC to give the students a brief and work with governments and have them do a project and, to work together on this.
Thanks, Paul. How much time did they spend in Hong Kong, actually?
They were in Hong Kong for 8 weeks.
8 weeks.
And they were here continuously, only working on this project. They walked the entire harbour front at least three times. They wrote a report to have university professors with them to supervise the academic aspect.
So is part and parcel of the university project, or how could they skip class for 8 weeks?
The points of going to their academic achievements, yes, and the cost is being paid for by themselves and the university. So it's very low cost, very great resource, because having a tourist look at it is much better than us looking at it, because we know exactly where to go and how to get there. And a tourist, the first day experience, as our tourists, I don't stay in Hong Kong more than, what, 1.5 nights or 2 nights maximum, maybe less than, how many?
3.5.
So it's their experience within the 3.5 days that counts. And these students, I can guarantee you, the first 2 weeks was very frustrating for them. At the end of the, when they're doing the report, they sounded like us, like you and me. They knew exactly how to get everywhere. They were telling me, oh, then you go through that footbridge and then you go down. I said, no, please tell the story for your first 3 days, not the story after 8 weeks of experience.
Well, you're a very good tutor, not a professor. So you've done a very good job in leading the student. Now, maybe we can take into consideration Paul's suggestion whether we could use student help again, in the future. Maybe Vincent could, give you some thought. It probably wouldn't be a repetition of what they have done. It has to be something different, otherwise, Okay? Right. Thank you.